Call a regular meeting to order. If we please rise for the invocation, followed by the pledge allegiance to the flag of our country. Commissioner Johnson.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come here tonight just to say thank you. We ask that you look on us as we have our meeting. Let us be gracious in making decisions for our entire city. Let us lead with grace and love. Thank you for everyone who is here to learn about what's going on in our community. Thank you for your son. Thank you for this day. Thank you for bringing community together. We lift this prayer up to you in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. I'd like to welcome all here this evening. First on the agenda this evening is the approval of our minutes from the February the 27th meeting. They have been distributed. Any additions, deletions, or corrections? Hearing none, we need a motion.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Regular business. Resolution 25-04.
Yes, sir. Resolution 25-04, a resolution of the City of Winter Garden, Florida, providing for the issuance of not exceeding $80 million in aggregate principal amount of City of Winter Garden, Florida, water and wastewater revenue bonds, Series 2025, to finance and reimburse the costs of various capital improvements to the city's water and wastewater utility system, providing for the issuance of additional water and wastewater revenue bonds from time to time for the principal purposes of financing the acquisition, construction, and equipping of capital improvements to the water and wastewater utility system and refinancing outstanding indebtedness relating to the system, providing for the rights of the holders of such bonds, providing for the payment thereof from the net revenues of water and wastewater system, the water and wastewater system, and certain other monies, making certain other covenants and agreements in connection with bonds issued hereunder, authorizing a negotiated sale of the Series 2025 bonds, delegating certain authority to the city manager for the authorization, execution, and delivery of a purchase contract with respect thereto, and the approval of the terms and details of said Series 2025 bonds, appointing the registrar and paying agent for said Series 2025 bonds, and the execution and delivery of a paying agent and registrar agreement authorizing the distribution of a preliminary official statement and the execution and delivery of an official statement with respect to the Series 2025 bonds, establishing a book entry system of registration for the Series 2025 bonds, authorizing the execution and delivery of a disclosure dissemination agent agreement and appointing the initial dissemination agent, delegating authority to the city manager to determine certain matters with respect to said Series 2025 bonds, including whether to utilize municipal bond insurance for any of the Series 2025 bonds and whether to fund the reserve account and providing an effective date.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Sarah Record. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Kurt. Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. This resolution details and authorizes the issuance of the water and wastewater revenue bonds, and it also defines the terms of the bonds and the rights of the bondholders. This resolution also authorizes the city manager to execute a purchase contract for Series 2025 bonds and to execute a paying agent and registrar agreement. Staff recommends approval of Resolution 25-04, and we'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions from the commission? Yes.
After reading all almost 90 pages of it, I was done, Mayor. I don't have any more questions.
Thoroughly confused, huh? Yep. It's a big undertaking. It is. Okay. No further questions. If not, we need a motion.
I will move to approve Resolution 25-04.
Do we have
with
a...
No, we don't have a second.
No, this is it for this. So we have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Any further, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Recommendation to approve purchase agreement with Creative Modular Buildings. Yes, sir.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners.
Before you this evening is a proposal to purchase the temporary fire station 21 modular building currently set at 902 Avalon Road. In 2024, in anticipation of the construction of fire station 21 on Marsh Road, the city of Winter Garden leased a 1,440 square foot building, a modular building from Creative Modular Buildings to house fire crews and equipment. The lease agreement for $1,540 per month expired, and the vendor Creative Modular Buildings has agreed to either renew the lease or sell the unit to the city for $62,500. Another two-year lease would cost the city $36,960, with additional costs associated with the removal of the unit at lease end. Creative Modular Buildings estimates the cost for removal from the site at a cost of $7,200, plus cleaning and repairing any damages. Additionally, the city would have to remove stairs, an ADA ramp, fire equipment, radio system, security cameras, IT equipment, as well as electrical and plumbing connections. The cost of the lease and subsequent removal could cost over $54,000. Alternatively, the city could purchase the unit for $62,500 and utilize it for a multi-purpose building, for example, as an outpost in the southern part of the city for the police department to utilize for meal and restroom breaks, allowing the patrol unit to stay in their zone, as well as storage of a variety of items and supplies for other departments. The existing vehicle bay could also be converted in the future for additional storage. It is recommended that the Commission approve the purchase agreement between Creative Modular Buildings and the City of Winter Garden, authorizing the City Manager to sign the sales agreement to purchase the modular building currently used as temporary fire station 21 located at 902 Avalon Road from Creative Modular Buildings for $62,500. Be happy to answer any questions.
Questions from the Commission.
It's a great way to repurpose that.
I don't know. That's like saying 3.4 years doesn't really matter. So, you know, at least it'll be ours.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. We need a motion.
So moved.
We may have a motion to approve to purchase it. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you,
sir. Recommendation to authorize the mayor and police chief to execute amendment to Orange County Intergovernmental Radio System. Yes, sir.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. This is a request, basically the city of St. Cloud. Their police department specifically has requested access to the encryption key to enable them to access the Orange County encrypted metro radio channels, so we'll be able to talk in cases of emergency. We recommend approval of it and authorize the mayor and the police chief and city attorney to execute the amendment to the memorandum of understanding. I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have any.
Questions from the commission.
So you mean the days of listening on a police scanner are over with? You got to have an encrypted key now?
We're encrypted, so if you have a scanner, it's pretty difficult to pick up what we're talking about.
What's going on? Yeah, taking the fun out of it.
Yeah.
Okay. We need a motion.
Motion to approve the mayor and police chief to
we have a motion to approve
the Orange County.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried unanimously.
Thank you, sir.
Recommendation to approve and ratify the proposed IAFF Local 4947 Big Group Collective Bargaining Agreement. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm before you this evening with the proposed collective bargaining agreement for the International Association of Firefighters B Group in the City of Winter Garden for the period of fiscal years 2025 through 2027. The city proposed enhancing existing leave and wage benefits and aligning our city more closely with other local municipalities and our A Group contract for firefighters, engineers, and lieutenants. The city and the IAFF B Group negotiated in good faith to reach a tentative agreement that was ratified by the B Group on February 17th and 18th with all three ballots cast supporting the proposed contract. The following are the proposed modifications to the current contract, which are also outlined within the memorandum that the Commission has received. Within Article 14, wages, wage adjustments of a 5% COLA for fiscal year 2025 and a 7.5% wage adjustment for fiscal years 2026 and 2027, which will be subject to budgetary appropriation and approval by the City Commission. Increasing the solo certified paramedic incentive from $9,027 to $11,007 annually to align with our local market. And the union's ability to reopen the wage article if the wage increase for any fiscal year of this contract being less than 3%. And also within Article 24, holidays and personal days, providing an additional 2 personal days each fiscal year of the contract. Staff recommends approving and ratifying the IAFFB group collective bargaining agreement for the period of fiscal years 2025 through 2027. And I would be happy to answer any questions you may have at this time.
Okay. Thank you. When you look at this as a total compensation package, so it puts us somewhere in the middle plus compared to the other municipalities and counties surrounding
us? I would say it puts us high-mid-range.
High-mid-range?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Questions from the commission?
Good people are hard to find.
Yep. Got
to keep them.
And keep. Okay. Any other questions? We need a motion.
Motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion to approve.
Second.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried unanimously.
I'd like to share some final comments,
yes,
if I could. I'd like to compliment the IAFF's B group bargaining team that includes Battalion Chiefs Brandon Sabat and Jason Schneider, and the IAFF President, Lieutenant Frank Genoa, for a professional, cooperative, and productive negotiation that allowed the city to better understand their concerns. And to the city, I would like to recognize Kimberly Helfand, our HR and risk manager, Frank Gilbert, our assistant city manager, and and Laura Zalanka, our finance director, for their ongoing analysis, recommendations, and support during this process. And our city manager, John Williams, for his time, guidance, and consideration of a significant amount of data while then supporting our final proposal.
And we would like to thank you for heading up this team to getting this done. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
For that, because I know it was a daunting task and a lot of going back and forth, but we appreciate you for that.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and everyone else that worked on it. Recommendation to approve site plan for 2000 Fowler Grove Boulevard. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. Advent Health is proposing to develop a new 3-story medical office building on their existing medical campus located at 2000 Fowler Grove Boulevard. The plan includes associated site improvements such as parking and landscaping. This new building, which will house oncology and cancer care, is consistent with Advent Health's approved planned commercial development zoning regulations. Staff has reviewed the application and recommends approval of the site plan subject to the conditions outlined in the staff report. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
With their addition of the couple extra floors plus this 70,000 square foot building, is it going to be enough? Is there sufficient parking?
Yes.
There,
yes,
to handle all of this, including, you know, anticipated guests and so forth?
Yes. They, as part of their original PCD, they set very specific square footage limits on the medical office building and the hospital ward, and then they sized all their parking accordingly. So according to them, they don't have any more room to add any additional buildings on their campus based on the parking ratio that they currently have.
Because I know that was sufficient because there's always empty parking spaces, I assume,
right,
in anticipation of this, but we're
absolutely
all comfortable that there is plenty of parking.
There's plenty of parking.
Okay, very good. Any questions from the commission?
No, it looks like it's going to be on the lower side of the lot, so, mm-hmm, and it'll kind of help mask the taller hospital. It'll probably improve it a little bit from that neighborhood in the county.
Yeah.
It's speaking of the height, it's actually going to sit a little bit lower than the existing 3-story building,
yeah,
just because the topography kind of slopes down in that area, so it will actually be lower than that building.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other questions, comments? You need a motion?
So moved.
We have a motion to approve. We have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Special events. You have three of them, so you may continue.
Thank you. The first one is Arts in April. The Winter Garden Art Association is requesting to have their annual Arts in April VIP fundraiser event on Saturday, April 26th. This event will take place at the Downtown Pavilion and feature a sit-down dinner, live artist demonstrations, a fundraising auction, and music. The event will begin at 7 and run till 10 p.m., and no roads will be closed for this event. So with that, staff recommends approval of Arts in April.
Okay. Questions to the commission? Mrs. McKinney, would you like to say anything? Your helper, would he like to say anything? Your assistant? Mr. McKinney, okay. We need a motion.
Motion to approve.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Mr. Hutchison.
Mr. Hutchison's going to take this one.
I started to go ahead and let her do both of them.
I know.
So I'll do it in order.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that, but
yep.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. Dubbed Raffle Mania, the Shop, Dine, and Stroll special event will offer residents and visitors an exciting opportunity to experience our local downtown merchants with an exciting twist, multiple raffle drawings. Shoppers will not only receive free giveaways, win in-store prizes, and enjoy merchant promotions, they will also have the chance to win cash jackpot prizes of $500, $250, as well as $100. The event will take place all day Saturday, May 3rd, 2025, with live music performances from Crenshaw and Brad Krebel, starting at 11 a.m. This event will not require any road closures. With that, staff recommends approval of the Shop, Dine, and Stroll event to take place downtown Winter Garden, Saturday, May 3rd, 2025. Happy to answer any questions.
Questions from the commission. Need a motion.
Motion to approve Shop, Dine, and Stroll.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And finally, the Friends of Lake Apopka is requesting to use the Downtown Pavilion for rider registration and a launch area for their annual 42-mile bike ride around Lake Apopka. The event would be held on Sunday, December 7th, from 7 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., with approximately 100 cyclists participating in the event. So with that, staff recommends approval of the FOLA bike event.
And we're okay after John reminded me that's a busy weekend.
It is. We think that, you know, we think it won't be disruptive of all the holiday festivities
okay.
at that time.
Okay. Questions from the commission?
No questions. Just a comment that I really enjoy this event because I think it brings a lot of information about the lake. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that you guys are working so hard to do this event. So on that, I do move to approve.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion, a couple seconds. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, like sign. Motion carried unanimously.
Thank you,
ma'am. Matters, citizens of Winter Garden.
I guess we have two. I know I have two cards. I don't.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. It's been quite a while since I've come over to visit, but I am Landra Wormack, and I actually work for the Orange County Tax Collector, Scott Randolph. And the reason that I'm here is because on May 7th, real ID compliance is going to be real. According to this, you have 54 days, and real ID compliance is you have to actually have that star on your license. If you do not have that star on your license where you've gone in to update your license, and everyone should have it because it actually became legal in 2020. So we are 90% compliant, but who I'm thinking it's going to affect the most are going to be our senior citizens who actually have not come in, our senior community.
Okay.
And they will not be able to board an airplane or go into a federal building. And that's just some of the restrictions. So I implore you all to put this out. If you all need additional information, it's on the Florida Highway Safety and Motor Vehicle website. And, of course, you can always come to our offices. And we are appointment only. And I tell people, if you haven't been to the DMV lately, we're in the 21st century. If you have had the pleasure of actually coming to our Winter Garden office, I have to brag on my boss. He does a phenomenal job, but would encourage you all to let people know I have my information if you need it, so we can continue to inform the community. So please check everybody's driver's license at home, friends, relatives. Make sure you have that star.
Thank you so much. Most of us up here were just checking when you said that.
I know. Trust me, everybody checks, and there's always one in the room.
And I'll say one thing. I made an appointment up there and went up there, and y'all did an excellent job. So thank you very much, and thank you.
Good evening. My name is Dorena Brown Davis. I am here on behalf of my mom, Joyce Brown, who lives at 1681 East Bay Street in East Winter Garden. And I'm here about the sidewalk project that's finally happening after almost 70 years down there. My mother always says she hopes that her great-grandson will be able to use sidewalks. So those ditches have been there for a while, and my mom will be 78 this year. The house was built in approximately 1957. My grandfather, Joe Brown Sr., he was instrumental in getting the roads paved in that part of Winter Garden. They came out and did the stakes, and it's gonna take up some of our property to lay, I guess, new piping down to get rid of the ditches, and they gotta cut down our hedges that's been there for 50 years, oak trees, you know, they have to go. And it was a big part of it. I've known them for 50 years. My children have known them. So now these hedges that my grandfather planted are going to have to be uprooted, which is fine. But because the oak trees, they probably need to come down. Since it's taking so much of the property line in our community, is there going to be any compensation for that? And also, we were told they're going to put a retention pond, like, down near the entrance. And I want to know if that's going to be gated for, you know, children's safety, and also mosquito control. Because now when those ditches are full of water, when the rain season comes, mosquitoes are everywhere. So I want to know about that. And yeah, the standing water. They say the pond is supposed to drain, the retention pond is supposed to drain to the swamp behind it, but it's a one-way in, one-way out. So is there a contingency plan if, you know, it floods into the road, because it's only, you know, one-way in, one-way out. And so that was another concern. And I think that's about it.
If we can get her contact information, and we'll certainly research the questions you have. The county's, this is a county project.
Yes.
And we do have staff representation over seeing the project. Mm-hmm. So we will certainly have to kind of research some of those questions that you've offered or asked there, and provide those information.
Yeah, we spoke to, I want to say Harvey, a gentleman named Harvey, maybe a week or so ago, and he was telling us, he was coming around to tell the people how much of their, you know, property, because of the easement, you know, that they're going to have to take. So some houses, it's right up to their doorstep, and, you know, other houses, it's very close. Ours is not that, because my grandfather planted those hedges in anticipation that one day that we would have sidewalks down there, but it still wasn't far enough, because they still have to take them. So,
clarifying question: Are they encroaching into the property or outside of the easement, or are they staying within the easement?
The hedges.
The work. You said they're encroaching.
Yeah. Well, the easement is inside the property line, because I think they're widening the road. They have to put they're going to have to move the water meters back as well, so everything's gonna have to be set back. So it's gonna leave a little front yard for us, but we've always had those hedges there and oak trees and stuff. It's taking palm trees, it's taking a lot of our property down. Okay. So
well, we will certainly follow up with answers to your question.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. That's it. Okay. Matters from our city attorney.
Pass, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. City manager.
Pass, Mayor. Thank you.
Whoa.
What can I say?
Yeah. Commissioner Bennett.
Pass.
Pass.
Yeah.
Commissioner Jones.
Thank you. Just thank you to the staff.
Commissioner Johnson.
Thank you to staff for always doing hard work, and thank you to one of my constituents for coming out and speaking up, and we're going to look into that for you. So thank you for using your voice for your family. Thank you.
Well, I have like an hour-long speech, but I'm going to pass.
Feel free. If anybody wants to stay and listen to it, you know. No. Okay. Thank you all for coming. With that, we will adjourn.